In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Since it's St. Constantine and Helena, we had the same reading that we had by coincidence today for the period after Pascha, the one about the door and of the shepherd of the sheep and everything. So let's talk about this reading, because in our day, it's really important to know who Jesus Christ is. It always has been. Maybe it's a silly thing to say, in our day it's very important. It's always been important. But what I've noticed in our day is that there are many Christs now. There's only one true Christ, but there's hundreds of false Christs. There's hundreds of false ideas about Christ. So much of Christianity has become whatever people want it to be. Even in the Orthodox Church, you find hierarchs saying things that are just, that they should have gotten them run out of town on a rail. But that doesn't happen anymore, unfortunately. So we have people that don't know who Christ is. And you should ask yourself the question, do you know who Christ is? Are you one of the sheep that hear the voice of Christ and know his voice, and all other voices don't sound like his voice? It's an important question to ask yourself. I think it can be very easy to be confused, because sometimes there are shades of meaning, and sometimes certain words are used to bully a person into believing a certain way. Because if you say that somebody's not loving, or that somebody's too strict, or somebody's fundamentalist, or somebody doesn't believe the science, a thing that's talked about a lot in our day, or et cetera, et cetera, then a person, if they listen to that kind of criticism, they can go a different way. There's only one way into the sheepfold, by the door. And the door is Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ is who he is. And the church is the body of Christ. And outside of the church is not the body of Christ. And is not baptism. And is not salvation. Now, if God chooses to save some because the law of God is written in their hearts, then of course it is his prerogative. And my personal feeling is that he will. But we cannot consider as Christian things that are outside of the church. That includes people who say that they're Christian. That includes even Orthodox hierarchs that are talking about things that are not Christian. There's a lot of robbers around lately. And, you know, by some strange circumstance, a bishop hears this and thinks I'm talking about him, well, then I must be. If he thinks it's about him, it probably is. Not that any bishop in some high place is going to be listening to this little sermon. But we should not be listening to these bishops that are talking in strange ways with a strange theology, because there's only one true theology. I was just listening to something from a podcast, a very good one, from Father Peter Hears, one that he just finished a month or so ago, and I listened to the last one. And in it, there was a ceremony where there was this light, this big old candle, probably it was either a candle or maybe it was an oil lamp. And they would all take this lamp, and there was like Jews and Hindu and Muslim and Eastern Orthodox, and of course the Pope was there, and the Patriarch of Constantinople was there, being a good little lapdog to the Pope. And yes, he's a lapdog to the Pope, for sure. And so they were taking this light, and they were lighting this big old candelabra. Everybody had the same light, the same luminosity. Everybody was equal, and everybody was lighting their lamp, showing that there's all these religions, and they're all the way to God. Well, that's complete hogwash. It's just not true. There is a door to the sheepfold, and that door is Jesus Christ. And everybody who goes out in by another door, they're a thief and a robber. And even someone wearing a black robe with a panacea, who is also taking a light and lighting a lamp, showing equality with all other religions, that person is a thief and a robber. I don't know why it isn't said more loudly by other Orthodox hierarchs. I don't understand it. Because that was a heretical action. The symbolism of that was very clear. They weren't being subtle at all. This has happened for a long time now, and it's increasing. And the pandemic is increasing this kind of bizarre theology, this idea that one can be baptized anywhere and a member of the church, but just not a complete member in some way. You're either a member or you're not. It's like pregnancy. A woman is either pregnant or she's not pregnant. There's no such thing as half pregnant. There is grace and there is not grace. And in the church, there is grace for salvation. And outside of the church, there is grace, but not for salvation, but it leads to salvation, that leads a person to the church. And if God chooses to save them, then he chooses to save them. But we don't believe in their doctrines and subscribe to the idea that they're really more or less orthodox, except, well, for some reason, they're more or less orthodox. Now, the Catholic theology is that they're more or less Catholic, and the Ecumenical Patriarch has latched onto this theology. And I could see why. If you want power, then, you know, let's just have this watered-down theology that's mostly about symbolism. Symbolism's great, because you don't have to do anything with symbolism. You just have to watch it, and you just have to believe in it. And then, really, the real power is who you follow and the money and that sort of thing. This is a terrible thing. And we should not believe in it one iota, and we should, in every possibility, we should fight it. But how are you going to fight it? Now, you could, if you're a priest and crazy enough like me to say this stuff out loud and even put it on the internet, you can fight it that way. But really, the real way to fight it for you and for me is to get on our knees, to do our prostrations, to pray with tears if we've got them. And if we don't have tears, at least with our blood, with our effort for the world, so that we would know Jesus Christ. Because that's salvation, right? And this is eternal life, to know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. To know God and Jesus Christ is the same. To know the Father and Jesus Christ is the same, because God, the Father, and Jesus Christ are one, as well as the Spirit being one. So to know the Trinity is to be saved. But you can only know the Trinity by your actions. What do the sheep do? They obey the shepherd. The shepherd said, let's go to this higher place in the mountains, and the sheep follow. The shepherd said, okay, it's time to go back to the barn. Then they follow. The shepherd leads them to water. The shepherd leads them to other pastures. The shepherd protects them from wolves and other predators. The sheep completely trust the shepherd. Why? Because they're around the shepherd. They know the shepherd. And any other person who looks like a shepherd, maybe has a shepherd's crook and everything else, they're not the right shepherd, because they know that, they don't know that voice, so they don't believe it. Oh, he looks like a shepherd. He even acts like a shepherd. He even has a sheepdog with him, but that's not the sheepdog that I know, and that's not the shepherd that I know. That's what the sheep would think. They only believe and follow their shepherd because they know his voice from constant contact. I'm very fearful for Orthodox Christians and the whole world, really, that we're going to fall into this grand illusion. It's already happening. We're falling into the grand illusion that life is material, and that science explains life, and that religion is something that can be a private affair that doesn't really affect anything else. Just your private affair. You say your prayers in your room by yourself, but don't bother anybody else with it. I actually heard in this podcast that this has been happening for a long time, these ecumenical gatherings, you know. And there was a priest from Mount Athos who went to something. It was years ago. And he was going to give some talk. And before the talk, people came up to him and said, well, make sure when you do your prayer or you do your talk, don't mention Jesus Christ, because there are people here who would be offended. They don't believe in Jesus Christ. They believe in God. I think that he disobeyed them, as well he should. So we must know God, Jesus Christ. And it's only possible by being like the sheep. This is a beautiful, beautiful passage. But there's another aspect of this passage that I didn't understand this way of life until I became Orthodox. I was a Protestant convert. This was never explained. Nobody ever talked about it like this. They talked about being saved because we're no longer judged, because we're not going to go to hell, and we're saved. And let's go get other people saved. But there was not this idea of what perfect freedom is. So The sheep can go in and out and find pasture. What does that mean? As long as they're entering by the door, they go from one pasture to another because the shepherd takes care of them. They have perfect freedom. This is what your life is to be. You were born to have perfect freedom. And the reason why is because you're made in the image of God to obtain his likeness, and God is perfectly free. There's nothing that constrains him. In our life, there are things that constrain us every single day. There are, every moment almost, there are things that constrain us. Our health, our intellect, our job situation, everything constrains us. And then the greatest constraint on us is our passions. When we don't want to think a certain way, but we think that way. We don't want to judge somebody, but we do. We want to say our prayers, but we are lazy. Etc., etc. It's happening to us thousands of times a day that we're not free. But we were born to be free. We were born to be like the sheep that can go in and out and find pasture. And of course, the pasture is rich food for a sheep. Now, we're not going to eat grass, but that is the metaphor of absolute satiety, absolute freedom, and absolute joy. That's what we're born for. And there's only one way to accomplish what we're born for, to follow Christ. And people who are talking about another Christ, regardless of what color robe they're wearing, or if they're wearing a collar, or if they're wearing an Orthodox robe with a panacea, or whether or not they're a Muslim, or whether or not they're a Hindu, or whoever they are, if they're not talking about the one who is the door to the sheepfold, and the one who established his church, then they are robbers and thieves. And if they are sort of minimalizing the Orthodox doctrine, this is happening with Orthodox hierarchs all the time, minimalizing the Orthodox doctrine so as not to offend and just to supposedly draw more people in, I guess to appear like they're more loving or something, when actually they're more hateful. There's only one truth, Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ is not a concept. Jesus Christ is a person. So we believe in a person who is true, the only true person in the entire universe, Jesus Christ. So we believe in him as true, and we follow him as true, and we don't follow all the other garbage. And how can you stay away from all that garbage? It's very difficult. Sometimes you can say, well, that's clear. They're lighting this lamp with this big old light and all these different heretical and pagan people are around doing the same thing. Well, obviously, that's just completely wacko. It's more than wacko. It's blasphemy. But sometimes it's much more subtle than that. And really, the most subtle is that we live in a material way and pretend we're spiritual. That's the most subtle heresy, is to live materially and not spiritually. And we have to fight to live spiritually. Each one of us has to fight. It's not an easy thing. It's very easy to lose your traction. I remember once when I was kayaking on the Trinity River, and it was actually flowing very, very fast. And so I decided I would kayak upriver first, because when I was tired, it'd be easy to go downriver. And it was really a hard current, and I wasn't making that much headway. So I go a little bit, and I'm paddling, I'm tired, and I see a mark, and then I say, okay, I'll paddle to another mark. And it was probably 100 yards. And I rested for just a moment, and I was right back to where I started from, just almost immediately, because the current was so swift. I had to keep on paddling in order to make headway. So this is what Christianity is like. You got to keep paddling. You got to keep doing your prostrations. You got to keep saying your prayers. You got to fast. You've got to love your enemy. You've got to focus that every single part of your life is spiritual. There's no unspiritual part of it. And you're a sheep. Therefore, you're listening to the shepherd and not listening to anybody else. There's so many voices out there now, and so many of them are false. So you listen to the true voices. I'm not saying that you go find the truest podcast and listen to that. I'm saying the true voices are the services of the church, the Gospels, the Psalter, the Holy Fathers, reading those, and hopefully having a spiritual father and someone you can talk to, confess to, and ask ideas, ask about things. So that's what we've got to be doing. This is a bad time. This is a hard time. If indeed life goes on for many, many more hundreds of years, this period of time will be an important period in the history books. And it will be, in my opinion, it will be a very important turning point for the church, akin to the schism, akin to the Bolshevik Revolution. It'll be in that area. Now, maybe you think I'm crazy. Maybe you think I'm being melodramatic. After all, I am an Irishman and we can tell tales. Well, okay. But even if I'm being melodramatic, every day we are faced with things that can drag us into the deep, into the abyss, if we allow them to. So every day, every Christian should be struggling to always be close to Christ, because there's many people and many demons and many ideas that want to drag us away from Christ. So regardless of if this is a really pivotal period of church history and human history or not, for you, it's an important period of history, because this is the only history you're going to make, is during your short life. May God help us to follow the shepherd. And God preserve our loved ones and help them to follow the shepherd. God bless you. Christ is risen.
Truly is risen.